Dear listener, this podcast contains adult language and themes. Magic is not for the faint of heart, and listener discretion is advised. Have you ever had a hunch? A strange nagging intuition that you can't quite explain? You're being your normal, rational self, thinking things through logically, methodically even. Then suddenly, as if by divine intervention, as if by magic, something inexplicable springs to the forefront of your mind. The origins of the word hunch aren't entirely clear, but it begins appearing somewhere around the 15th century, at first meaning a literal push or shove. Well, I just got a very strange hunch unexpectedly shoved right into me, and dear listener, I hope you're about to get a few too.
Black's the night, dark's the soul, tell me now, make me whole. Red's the color of blood and death, take the bones and give them breath. Black's the night, dark's the soul, tell me now, make me whole.
I met Bailey just a couple months ago, really. Some people call him Jay or Jay Bailey. Some people call him Jay Bay. I mean, some people call him Bourgeois, but that's another story. He's a big guy. He's 6'3". He played football in high school, but he's also one of those really warm people. He has this leading man smile and this goofy little stoner laugh, and he always seems at ease, even when he's not. He's from Kansas, and he responds to text messages with yes ma'am and no ma'am, which to this West Coast kid is almost impossibly delightful. Anyway, we became friends instantly, and we did what all Los Angeles actors do when they make a good friend. We started a podcast. But what started out as banter and crazy stories from Bailey's life turned into something else. I realized pretty quickly that we had a mystery on our hands. And not just any mystery, but a supernatural one. I realized that Bailey was cursed by a witch. And I know that sounds crazy. Well, I mean, maybe not that crazy. It is the title of the podcast, and here you are, but stay with me on this one. This took us to places we didn't expect. And we're still going. The investigation isn't over, and we're gonna need your help. But forget about all that for now. Let's go back to the beginning, before we knew what we were dealing with. First time Bailey and I met to record our podcast.
Doing a podcast?
Not really.
Yes, you do. You're fucking right.
I totally do. That's what we're doing right now.
Literally, this was your idea. Literally, you were like,
was it?
You said it to me like 80 times. Mars, we should make a podcast. You know, it'd be cool.
And your super nice response was, you know how many times I've been asked to make a podcast?
No, my response was, if I had a nickel.
Okay, same shit, different toilet.
Yeah, you make it sound like I was being a dick and I was being charming.
Yes. Anyway.
So anyway, I'm Marza, you're Bailey.
Marza and Bailey.
And we met doing a play.
Doing a workshop of a new musical, mm-hmm. which we're not going to talk about. But
like that.
No, I didn't mean it. I just meant like
we're not gonna talk about it.
There's just no point in talking about it. It's a waste of time. Anyway, so we met doing this thing, and we live in Los Angeles, and we are actor artists.
Yeah, so it's people. Like kind of we have to if we want to stay in Los Angeles, we now have to make a podcast. That's just the rule now.
Exactly. It's sort of like. Get your medical marijuana card mm-hmm. and do a podcast, and then you're a real loke. That's what we call it here. A loke. A local. I'm a loke.
I'm a real loke.
So anyway, so I've told all these crazy little mini stories day to day at rehearsals and
anecdotes about your
people start pointing out to me that they are less than normal and
just like astronomically bad luck.
Yeah. And not even like bad luck, like it's not like horrible, horrible things happen to me. It's not like family members are constantly dying or like I'm getting in horrible accidents or anything. It's not
like
that.
It's like unbalanced karma. I feel like the best example of this is on your birthday, you were like, I'm going to take you to LAX. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. And you were like, no, I'm a really nice guy. Let me take you to LAX on my birthday. And I was like, eventually I was like, fine, because that's hard to turn down. And then you popped two tires.
Yes. Well, I popped one while you were with me, and then the other one popped as I was headed home. And it was like an hour drive.
And like...
AAA had to come twice.
That's not how karma works. Like, you did like the most comically generous thing.
Yeah.
And then you got unfairly fucked.
Yeah. But then when I tell these stories, like, oh yeah, I just got in a Lyft and my Lyft driver was super drunk and I made him let me out on the highway, and then my phone died as I was getting out of the Lyft, so I couldn't call anybody, let them know where I was, and I couldn't call the cops to let them know there was a drunk Lyft driver. It's that kind of luck.
While we were all at the bar, like making jokes,
like,
about how you definitely weren't going to come. Like, this
I'm like an hour and a half, 2 hours late, and it's because of this whole situation. And they're all like, oh, this dick. And I'm like, no, I'm not a dick. I'm not a flake either. I always come when they ask me to come. I always show up. So every time. Oh, no, okay, not every time you ask me. Okay, that's true. But every time I say I will be there, I end up there. That's a fact. You can't argue that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
When has that ever happened?
That's probably true.
No, I'm very good about that. It's the Midwest in me.
Okay.
Los Angeles people are not good about that.
Can you call that the Midwest? Is that the Midwest?
Kansas?
Yeah.
Yes. The ultimate Midwest.
Really?
Yes.
Tell the robbery story?
The robbery story. That's a great starter.
Here's why I'm particularly jazzed about this story right now. Mm-hmm. Is I've heard this story before, and this is one of the stories that, no offense, sort of made me question whether or not you were completely full of shit.
Oh, but...
Because it sounds so fully crazy.
Right.
But then last night, we were hanging out with your friend, and you were like, he was there! He was there for the... And he corroborated everything.
Every single tiny little
detail. And I was like,
detail.
All right, like, I don't need to worry that you're a pathological liar
exactly.
now. Because I have had some
Isn't that amazing?
In my life.
That actually made me so happy last night.
It
because
was really
I
good
do,
timing,
I tell
yeah.
these stories...
Yeah.
To people sometimes. Yeah. Most of the time I keep them to myself because they sound so outlandish. But I tell these stories of people, and 99% of the time they're like, okay, Bailey.
Yeah.
Like, come on. And I get it, because they're all real fucking weird and whatever. So
That was just a 4-footed jump.
I know. My cat just jumped 4 feet in the air, but also made no noise doing it. That was kind of amazing. It was super silent. Anyway. What were we talking about?
About how people think you're a big fat liar.
Right. And it makes sense. It totally does. And so now she knows for sure that when I tell all these stories, they're completely legit.
That it's legit.
Detail for detail.
Yeah.
Which is why I love telling them in a way, because they are so crazy. And I almost want to make like short films out of every one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. That was such an LA thing that you just said.
I'm okay with that.
On your podcast about the stories
on my
of
podcast
your life.
About, where we're I just... want to make like short films about like everything I've ever done.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
I want Darren Aronofsky to direct my life.
Like, I think we can get him. You know what I mean? Like,
I think so too. I have some connections. Like, I've been networking like pretty hard out here, so I think I might like have some connects.
Make a call.
I've been a loke for like 3 years now. So, okay, let's just walk down to Hollywood Boulevard. I'm sure we'll find somebody famous.
You know, it's just like about being seen. You know,
right?
I mean?
You just have to basically
be in the right place at the right time.
Be in WeHo partying all the time, and then you'll get seen. That's pretty much how Hollywood works. Mm-hmm.
And then, after perhaps one or five more tangents, Bailey tells me the story of the robbery. A quick note that here, as in all the stories Bailey tells, we've changed some names and left out some identifying details, but we promise we'll include anything that we think is relevant to the investigation. It's the winter of 2010, December, in Lawrence, Kansas. It's the middle of Bailey's sophomore year of college. Around 4 p.m., he and his roommates and some friends have just finished finals and decide to engage in a proud college tradition.
We all got home and we decided, like, okay, let's get schwifty. Let's get fucked up, right? Let's get schwasted and relax. We're all going to head home soon.
Some of the roommates have already headed home for winter break, but they have some friends over, and so there are 8 people in the house.
4 of us that lived there. 3 friends and a person who I have to give a nickname to.
You do.
Who at some point is going to recur in so many little stories. We'll call her Gremlin.
I feel like that.
What would you rather call
her? It's not unbiased, certainly.
Okay.
That certainly puts a clear picture in the audience's
mind. So not Gremlin. So what should I call her? What's a better name?
I don't know. Maybe it's fine.
Let's call her Bones, because here's the thing, she had skull and crossbones obsession. She had an obsession with that kind of thing. Just to describe her in like the smallest way, that was like one of her things. So we're gonna call her Bones. All right.
I feel like that helps me. Almost too cool, but
is it
a little
Gremlin Bones?
Well, Gremlin is just sort of like comical. That's like a cartoon. But Bones is like, that kind of sounds like a badass. It's like,
she would call herself a badass, but she is not.
But
okay, well then help me.
I don't
give
know.
Give me something better.
Bones is fine.
Gremlin
Bones.
G-Bones. We'll call her G-Bones. Okay, so G-Bones, which everybody will now understand as Gremlin Bones.
G-Bones.
Okay. G-Bones.
Bailey and his friends decide to put in the movie Machete, the grindhouse-style action flick starring a badass Danny Trejo getting badass revenge. Bailey told me this story took place in 2009, but Machete came out in 2010, so it must have been the following year. This movie is extreme. It's all loud music and clashing blades and lots of explosions. Oh, and another bit of ambiance.
Our buddy came in and he said, oh, hey, I want to take back my fog machine. We need to empty it.
Like you do.
Right, because we had used it for our Halloween party
hey,
and it had been sitting there for like 2 months.
My fog machine.
Exactly. Hey, man, can I get my fogger back?
Sure. Call it a fogger?
A fogger? Can I have my Party City
can
fogger?
My...
From Party City? Sure, you can.
Party City brand?
That cost
fogger?
Me $27. Okay, well,
not
you can
to
have it back then.
The cost of...
A fog? A fog liquid? Fogger?
Fog accelerant?
Yeah.
So as they clean the fog machine, the entire house is filling up with fog, and it's dense, making it hard to see, and it carries this distinct burnt and musty and sickly sweet smell everywhere it spreads. Somewhere in the middle of the movie, Bailey goes to get something from his bedroom.
I walk in my room, and I hear a huge crash. And my first thought is I get really angry. I'm like, okay, somebody threw something, somebody dropped something.
Yeah.
Some of my roommates were a little nutso and would do things like throw plates when they were angry or like, you know, so it was like...
What?
That's a whole other thing. It's like I had some cray-cray roommates.
They would just...
Also.
Throw plates?
No, not okay. That's like a one incident thing, but like they would, you know, they'd get angry and things would happen that I'd be uncomfortable with or that would make us all like upset for a week. Things like that. I hear this loud crash and I get kind of angry and I'm like, who the fuck did that?
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear another super loud crash and I'm walking out of my room and as I do, from my left in the hallway is a gun and it meets me. It's like 3 inches from my face and he goes, get on the fucking ground.
The armed robber takes Bailey back to the living room where all his other friends are already lying on the ground. There he sees that there is a second armed robber. Both of them have AK-47s.
They're rounding everything up and I think we all were kind of yelling to each other like, hey man, you okay? Yep, you okay? Yep. G-Bones, you okay? Yep. So then one of the guys... Oh, so a little fun piece of the story is a buddy that was there. I'm going to say his name. His name is Brian. We're all on our bellies, like, palms down. And he's sitting up against the couch, like, leaned back, kind of laughing at them. I don't know. I think he was just so scared he was trying to, like, be opposite. I don't know. I couldn't tell. It was weird. But he was, like, kind of nervously giggling. And at one point, he was like, "You guys think you're really cool? You think you're really cool with those guns? You think you're real tough?" Oh my God. And the guy just walked up and popped Brian in the nose. But the way he did it was so... He didn't, like, punch him. He, like really floppily, like, sadly, soggy-bottomed him with his fist. It was like... So weird. Yeah, it was like this gross little, like, plop. And it, you could tell it hurt him, though, because Brian then, like, laid down. He was like, "Shut up!" And we were all like, "Oh, fuck." And that was the moment where I started thinking, oh, they don't actually have bullets in these guns. These guns aren't real. Yeah, not the thoughts I should have been having, but that's what I started thinking, okay?
Yeah.
Don't know why this is where my brain goes when I'm in this situation. I'm thinking they don't have bullets in these guns, or why would they, like, and they were super nervous. They, I don't think they were expecting to walk into 8 people in a house.
That's really fucking...
And they kept saying, shut off the fucking TV, shut off the fucking TV. And we were trying to, but we're like laying on the ground, like, how do we do that? You know, I think at some point they finally turned it off. But the fog machine is still running.
Right.
And they kept saying, "Where are the drugs? Where are the drugs?" And we kept saying, "There are no drugs." And they said, "Then where is all the smoke coming from?" Because they thought we had been, like, smoking a bunch. So they're like, "Where's all the smoke coming from if you don't have drugs?"
Blasted.
Yes. Yeah, and so we were like, "No, we don't have drugs."
After the robbers have taken everyone's wallets, keys, and phones, they begin to go from room to room taking valuables. One robber approaches G-Bones, the only woman of the group, demanding her help to gather all the valuables.
They start picking her up, and she could take care of herself, but she kind of had gone comatose because she was super freaked out about what was going on. So I stood up and started going at the guy because I had in my mind that these guns were fake at this point. So So I stand up and I basically charge the dude, and the other guy runs at me with his gun up and says, "Get the fuck on the ground, get the fuck on the ground." And I, like, jumped down on the ground, and the guy put his foot up on me and dug the barrel of his rifle into my neck, where I still have a tiny little, like, mark scar.
You have an actual fucking scar on the back of your neck.
From where he, like, dug it into me, like, it hurt super badly, and he...
Definitely makes my whole body
And
cringe.
That was the moment when I... My life, people say your life goes before your eyes. It was more like I decided my life needed to, like, go before my eyes. Like, so I started thinking about it. It was that kind of thing.
Start up that highlight
It was
thrill.
Like, oh, this is it. So now I need to, this is what you're supposed to do before you die.
It's funny because you're not dead.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So right. Stressful. But so in the moment, I'm like, okay, like, and I did. I remember this so vividly, is that I had this moment of complete peace. Of saying, like, if I die right now, if his gun goes off on accident or he decides to kill me.
Or on purpose.
Or on purpose, whatever it may be. At least I, like, did some cool stuff. I did some good theater. I met some really great people. It was, like, that kind of thing. And so I felt good. And then they said, all right, we're going downstairs. He stood there for a while on top of me, by the way, and it hurt. My back hurt really badly from his foot, too, I remember. And he said, we're going downstairs. We're going to take everything from downstairs, and then we're going to leave. And we're taking all your cars, and we're taking your whatever. Yeah. Okay. So, and they said, stay here until we come back up. And if we come back up and any of you have moved, we'll kill you all. We'll, you know, things like that. Said multiple things of that nature. Like, we will kill you if da-da-da.
So what was their vibe like at this point? Were they kind of like, were they still sort of like nervous?
They're super nervous, very frantic. You can tell that they're like, they didn't find any drugs. That was definitely what they were there to get. They didn't find money. They were supposed to find all this money. So they were like, I guess we take laptops and other things, you know.
After the robbers went downstairs, it grew quiet. The friends began to believe that the robbers had simply left out the back and weren't going to return, but still they laid there on the ground for several long minutes. Understandably, they were afraid that the armed robbers would be back.
And then the doorbell rang. And we all sort of tensed up and like looked up and looked at each other. And we were just waiting for them to start running up the stairs or something. Yeah. And I said, everybody stay down. I'm going to get up. If it's them, they're not going to kill me for answering the door if they're ringing
How
the doorbell.
How hilarious would it be if it was them?
Sure.
Like, hey, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we come back in?
So I go and I'm like, everything's cool. And as I'm about to open the door, one of our roommates goes, I ordered pita pit. And we were like, oh shit. So we open the door and it's the pita pit delivery guy. And he goes, hey, I'm here with your order for this person. And everybody, every single one, so seven people, not including me, seven people, all sprint out the door at him, and he starts like, oh no, no, and they start trying to get in his car, and he's like, yeah, they're like, no, we gotta go. It's like a little Prius, and we're all just like, oh no, and he is upset and like doesn't know what to do, and one of our roommates just keeps saying, we got robbed at gunpoint, we got robbed, and he's like, I don't know what to tell you, get out of my car, and I get everybody out of the car, he gets in his car and drives away, takes the food.
And, oh, he took the food?
Yeah, because we didn't pay for it. We were like, leave, we don't want you here. And so we ran to our neighbor. So we ran to our neighbor's house and we asked if we could use their phone.
So that was the very beginning. Just a couple of dorks sitting in Bailey's living room trying to make a comedy podcast out of the terrible stories from Bailey's life. And we did that for a couple of weeks. And well, here's a sample of how that was going after a while.
Ready to do a show.
And fucking show. I will be honest, I thought I'd be more excited to record every time we were going to record, but now I just feel like I'm reliving sad things.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. Kind of what it's turning into.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just, you know, the absolute truth, I don't think that this is something that people want to listen to. I don't think this is going to be... Like, if I was told, oh yeah, this guy like tells a bunch of stories about his life, and then his friend like jokes around with him about it, that's not a good podcast. Like, I wouldn't listen to this podcast. So it makes me feel weird to make it because I'm like, oh,
like, what's the point?
What's the point?
No.
How do you feel about that?
We're recording, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we had some doubts. For weeks, we had been meeting up to record, sometimes several times a week, and all the while, bizarre things keep on happening to Bailey. Near-miss car accidents, small items going missing for days and then reappearing exactly where he left them, an audition for a film whose entire online presence suddenly disappears the moment he arrives at the casting office, never to be heard from again. What had seemed strange and funny to me at first was starting to seem sort of scary. And then one night after recording, everything changed. Something about our recording session was just different. Bailey told me a couple stories that were really stuck in my head. Some stories we haven't shared with you yet. They were dark and frightening, leaving me struggling to joke about them at all. And I went home that day with that nervous, unsettled feeling of having just seen a horror movie. And when the creepy feeling lingered on to the next day, I decided to decompress with a funny movie. One that had been on my watch list forever. The 2016 genre thriller comedy, The Love Witch.
Witchcraft is just a way of concentrating energy.
Sorry to bother you, ma'am, but I'm investigating a case and I just wanted to ask you a few questions.
Sometimes it's almost scary how strong the love gets.
Burn the witch! Burn the witch! Burn the witch! Burn the witch!
And then it just hit me. The weird coincidences, the lifetime of broken karma. I couldn't believe how long it had taken me to realize that this couldn't be ordinary bad luck.
it was a crazy thought, and I was still a little bit embarrassed, but I knew I had to tell Bailey.
Calling Bailey.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Okay. What are you doing?
What am I doing right now?
Yeah, do you have a second to talk?
Yes, I have a second. I'm actually just at home kicking it. So.
Okay, okay. So, I've been thinking about the podcast. You're on speakerphone, by the way.
Are you recording?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. I just want to know. No.
Yes, okay. So, I've been thinking about the podcast and, right. like, thinking about the story that we told and some of the, like, what we were talking about last time. Now you're kind of like, okay, like, is this just going to be the whole podcast? Or are we just, like, going to, like, tell your stories? And I was thinking about, like, how we were talking about, like, karma and, like, sort of your cosmically bad luck and how you have this weird sense about you that everything's going to be okay, right?
Right.
Okay, so go with me on this one. What, what if you don't just have bad luck for no reason, but there's a reason why this all happens to you.
You mean like a reason, like because I brought it on myself, or
no.
like a reason?
Well, maybe more like okay, more like you're like cursed,
like.
Like, okay. like there is a curse on you. Like you have been cursed. Like you were cursed by a witch.
Okay, but you don't like, not like legitimately cursed by a witch, but you mean like in terms of like maybe.
I don't know. Like, I mean, but like, I mean like, yeah.
Who is this witch where, you know, like where, or, you know, what did I do to deserve this? What did I? Because I'm.
Well, like I think that's the question. Like I think that's the podcast.
So Bailey took a little convincing, maybe a lot of convincing.
Okay, the podcast is us contemplating the existence of witches.
No, it's us solving it. It's us like figuring out when it happened and breaking it.
So you want to, like, take this pretty seriously? You want to, like, treat this as a report?
Dude, I'm 1,000% serious. Yes.
So, like, so look for physical evidence. Talk to people. Like, mm-hmm. actually, like... Mm-hmm. Okay, so would I still tell my story?
Yeah. Because those are, like, the clues.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay.
Is that all you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. You want to hang out?
Yeah, I know. Can we watch Slings and Arrows?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'll probably head over.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
Thank you,
bye.
Bye. So, there it is. A hunch. A harsh and sudden push from who knows quite where. And I don't know precisely why, but I trust that strange small voice that's leading me down this path. And now is the part where I ask for your help. And I don't mean subscribing and reviewing on iTunes and telling all your friends about us, although that would be nice too. I mean, we need your help in solving this mystery. If you have any theories or leads or personal brushes with a witch's curse, we want to hear from you. As I'm learning here, no hunch is too small or too strange to pursue. You can email us at baileywascursed@gmail.com or join the conversation in the discussion group by searching for Bailey Was Cursed by a Witch on Facebook. This investigation is ongoing, and the theories you send us are the leads we'll follow.
We may even feature your submission on an upcoming minisode. For additional pictures and investigative materials, make sure to follow us at Bailey Was Cursed on Instagram and Facebook. We think you'll find them very informative. We'll be back next week with another full-length episode. I'm Marza, and here's what's coming up next time on Bailey Was Cursed by a Witch.
What have we learned? We've learned I am for sure cursed, based on the divination card.
I am so glad that I took a video of that.
That was crazy. The myth goes that there's a place called Stoll, Kansas. It is a gate to hell.
What?
I swear, look it up right now. I swear, Stoll. And the Pope refuses to fly. Refused to fly over it. I open the door. His eyes are so gone. There's that darkness all of a sudden. You're like, what? Whoa, where are you though, you know?
Oh, I know my thoughts and I know my thoughts can't be taught to lie.
Bailey Was Cursed by a Witch was written, edited, recorded, and produced by J. Bailey Burcham and me, Marza Wersinski. Original songs by Adam James and Austin Archer, with additional music by John Bannister. Logo design by Kenna Wersinski. Some names and identifying details have been changed to ensure anonymity. Thank you for respecting that privacy. If you want to help the show, please leave us a great review on iTunes so that other people can more easily find us and join the investigation. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Bailey Was Cursed, and send your hunches to baileywascursed@gmail.com.
They can't be taught to lie. They can't be taught to lie.